This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time for the nephew and his prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff?
You know what, Shirley, caller, Jimmy, you know, sometimes you got to call the church and just ask. Sometimes, when it's heavily on your mind, It's heavily on your mind, and there's some things you need to get off of, you know, sometimes you got to do it. You got to just say, you know what, I think I'm entitled to know. I feel like since I'm a part of this congregation, I should know. And I'm going to get on the phone today, and I'm going to call down there. And I did it. I called Pastor, and I want to know how much is in the account, Pastor.
Who are you?
You want to know the money in the church?
How much is in the account, Pastor?
Because you've been paying your tithes and offerings.
I've been paying, but hey, we need to have open books out here, okay? Okay, we need open books. You got everybody paying all these different type of offerings? Yes. I want to see where the money going, Pastor. Now, let's talk about it. We finna do it right now. How much in the account, Pastor? Cat dog, if you would, let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Hayes.
This is he.
Pastor Hayes, how you doing? This is Brother Lonnie Thompson. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. And how can I help you today?
Pastor, I'm actually one of your members at the church, and I want to just commend you that you're doing a good job the way you are displaying safety. Let me say that first and foremost.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You know, we just want everybody to be safe and healthy. And your name again?
Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay. And Brother Thompson, I'm kind of about to be in the middle of dinner. How can I help you, brother?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, man. Pastor, I want to ask you this. I know you know a lot of people are going through different things and people are, you know, trying to make sure they keep food and stuff in the house because, it's, you know, time like this, you know, you kind of want to stay put but you want to make sure you got enough food and water and things like that. So, but what I wanted, my reason for calling you is I wanted to ask you how much money do we have in the account?
Come again?
The church account. How much money do we have in there?
Brother, what do you say your name was again, brother?
My name is Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, Brother Thompson, how did you get my personal cell phone number to be calling me at home this time of day?
Well, I got this number from one of the brothers at the church.
What brother at the church? They know not to give my personal number out to people I don't know. Are you a
I'm a member.
Okay. Well, how long you been a member? Because I've been pastor this church for 10 years, and your name ain't familiar to me. How long you been a member at my church?
I've been a member probably going on 3 years now, but I ain't been since, you know, since that day I joined. I kind of got caught out there. You know how it go.
Wait. So you been a member of my church 2 or 3 years. You ain't been to the church in 2 to 3 years. Are you calling me to ask me about finances of my church? I don't understand what you're looking for.
Well, I am a member, so I mean, I do have the right to know what we got in the account?
No, actually, you don't. You don't have the right to that question if you don't actively come to the church. You can't come to the church, sign up for church, and then call me 3 years later asking me what we got going on at the church. So I need to understand, what is your purpose? What are you trying to do?
Well, like I say, everybody going through hard times, I'm trying to see what we got in there. Because, you know, I need to pick up a few things from the store. I don't have the money right now, but shouldn't I be able to lean on my church, though?
You can lean on us. We've done a lot of stuff in the community. We've been feeding the elderly. We got a food bank. We've been cash apping people some money that when we can. But you ain't been at this church in 3 years. You can't call me after 3 years and think I'm about to give you some money for some. I don't even know if you're a real member.
I am a real member. So hold on, Pastor. Hold on.
No, you hold on. Boy, look here. I'm trying to sit down and have dinner with my family. You sitting here on my last nerve. Look here, Brother Thompson. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. You am not about to call here and try to get some money out of me. And you ain't even a member of the church. You can't.
I am a member of the church.
Because you come to the church one time and you ain't been back in 3 years. And you coming to me for some money?
I am a member.
Gave your mama. You are not a member of this church, sir.
I am a member of the church. Look. Let me tell you something. I know this ain't no.
No, Mr. Thomas. Let me tell you what. You can't join my church 2 or 3 years ago and call me 3 years later, get my number from somebody and ask me for money because you're going through hard times. Now, if you was a true member of the church, you'll understand how we work and how we give money to people that's struggling. I just delivered 40 meals today to our elderly, huh? Last week we cashed out people money to go pick up groceries. Apparently,
well, do you need my cash app then? Do you need my cash?
Boy, you gonna make me cuss. You ain't even tithing. So how you not tithing and think you?
I told you I have fell on bad times. Didn't I say I fell on bad times?
You fell on bad times for 3 years.
Hey, you know, it takes longer for some people, okay? But why are you judging me in opposed to trying to figure out how to cash app me
because
so I can get on?
You're not a member of my church. I don't know if you some scam artist trying to get money from the church, sir. I have never met you. I don't know you. Matter of fact, I'm about to call up the deacons to see who you are and why they would give my number to some boy to call me and ask me for some money.
Hey, let me say this to you. If you don't cash app me, then I'm finna let all the members. I know our church ain't no mega church. You know, we got 300-400 members. I already know. So, but I would let every member know that you're not cash apping me to help me in a time of need. I will do that.
Hey, Brother Thompson, you can let them know. You can Facebook it, Instagram. You can put it on that TikTok and tag me in it. I ain't giving you a dime. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. Matter of fact, you need to get off my phone. I got dinner with my wife about to go on, man, and I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you. I need to know who gave you my number so I can call them up and tell them, don't be giving my number out to some stranger who ain't been our church in 2 to 3 years and going to ask me for some money, some cash out. Boy, if you don't get off this phone, who gave you my number?
Okay, so let me ask you something. So you know Deacon Marvin Dillard?
I know Deacon Marvin, yeah. What about him?
Do you know he listens to the radio every morning?
Yeah.
He's listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Pastor Hayes, you just got pranked by your boy, Deacon Marvin.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, see, and that's why Deacon Marley about to get kicked off the board. Boy, you got me out here in my yard. Yeah, my neighbors looking at me like I'm crazy. They know I'm a pastor on the block. Boy, you almost made me cuss. You can't be doing that during this time, man.
Pastor, you all right, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Baby, everything good. My wife done came out here, boy, and you don't want her to set it off.
You don't want the first lady to go off. Okay.
Man. But nah, we take care of our church, man. We feed them, send the money, man, deliver meals, man, make sure everybody's good during this time.
That's good, man. Hey, man, before we get off, you got to let me know, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show with that ignorant nephew, Tommy.
Tell you what. And there you have it. Come on, Pastor. I got the no pass.
You better have
respect. That's what they call him for short. You know, that's what they call him at the church. Now, you know what pass said. What pass said? And I was like, maybe I don't come enough.
Yeah, I didn't know
who
that either.
Who is pass?
I've never heard that term.
Who is pass? Mm-hmm. All right, this weekend, the nephew will be in Oklahoma City, baby. That is the Bricktown Comedy Club. Tickets on sale right now. Right after that, Charlotte, North Carolina, Comedy Zone. Tickets selling like crazy. 5 shows, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Laying in the cup for Easter weekend, Florida Theater, baby. That's that Duval. That is an evening with nephew Tommy. An evening with nephew Tommy. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.